If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959
on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
We got something very, very special. A South African doing great things in London. The name is Innocent Masuku, who was performing on Britain's Got Most Talent.
Got Talent.
Mm-hmm. And listen, can I be honest? Yeah. When I saw this guy, even the top he was wearing, I thought he was going to sing Baklang.
Oh, you thought ladies.
Do you know, awesome gospel song. Yeah. And my jaw just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we got to fix it. Yeah, it is back.
Okay, well, look, tell me about you.
I'm Innocent Masuku from South Africa, but I live in London.
Okay, now you think you're gonna win?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think let's find out.
You ready?
Yes. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm really curious. Have you had people who've said you're not very good?
The worst thing was you won't get really far with opera, so stop.
I hope this idiot is watching this right now.
Me too.
Because that was wonderful.
Oh, man.
Isn't that beautiful?
Goosebumps.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, no, I was also blown away yesterday, you know. And we are here and we're not here by mistake. And I guess when we were growing up, we had dreams of achieving certain things.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the things that we wanted to do, our relatives probably didn't know about them. Our friends didn't know about this career. Mm-hmm. And then when you told your family that I want to be on radio, everyone expects you to be a teacher or a lawyer. But when you say, I want to be a radio personality, or I want to be a comedian, and I'm sure they were on top of it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I mean, even with me growing up, when I wanted to be on radio, because there was not a single person in my family or in my hood who knew about communication, who knew about radio.
Yeah.
So when you tell people these dreams, it's like, stop being ridiculous, go to school.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. And I suppose even now, guys, as you try to climb all these different ladders, there's someone always there almost saying, you are not going to get very far. You are not going to make it as far as you. What makes you so special that you think you can achieve?
So that's the question for you today. Hashtag Drive959 moment. Have you ever proved negative people wrong with your dreams and the talents?
Been doing it for years.
Is it?
Yeah.
For years.
Continue to prove them wrong.
It has been years too. I've been doing radio for 16 years this year.
Is it?
I've been doing comedy for 16 years. So my radio and my comedy career started almost the same time. And there's never been a year where I'm not on radio.
Yeah.
For 16 years.
That is amazing.
And there's never been a year where I've not been, I said, let me give comedy a gap year. I said, no, there's never. I've always been working, doing radio and doing comedy for six. So my career is as old as my firstborn.
Wow.
Yes.
And by the way, this doesn't mean that you don't have trials and tribulations throughout your journeys. Of course.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of problems. It's not always rosy. You are sometimes crying. But I think we all have that someone that doubted you when you said, I'm going for this. They're like, are you crazy?
Drive 959. On the street, on the air, 086-000-959. WhatsApp your voice notes, please. 0636-880-5959. We're also on X at Kaya on 959. Got another voice note. Talk about people who are negative, who don't believe in you. I didn't believe you in your comments until I got here.
What? Glenn, you're hurting me.
I know.
Not wrong.
You know, not wrong.
It's not. This is the thing. You know when people are being negative, they have a right to. They have a right to be negative. But it's how you receive it. When.
Yeah,
at the same time, it's how you proving them wrong.
I think the beauty is even when you're not even trying to prove them wrong and you just succeed in jail, everybody's just like, left aghast. That's what we love.
Yeah.
Yeah, mini exam, yazo yati. You know what, wena? You are a damaged goods.
Hey!
I would like to say, yazi ndiyathandwa. Yazi patase ndiyathandwa ngalo mzuzu. Nditholile ndifumene indoda endithandayo. Hey! Woo! Shame.
Okay, in Somizi's voice, whoosham.
So I was auditioning for a particular, you know, sports broadcaster, and he told me straight in my face that he hates my TV presenting, and he doesn't really think that I'm gonna make it in this industry. And well, you know, that actually motivated me to work even harder.
Good.
That I was able to, you know, do some beautiful television, and you know, I was recently on the ETV's morning show presenting. And awesome. It was really great. And I'm still, you know, fighting very hard, you know, to get in and getting something permanent for myself. And even on as a radio broadcaster as well, with the experience that I have. So, yeah, such people should motivate you more than just, you know, putting you down.
Absolutely. How? He was incognito with who he is. I can't really.
Now, I'm asking, maybe you do recognize his voice.
Mm-mm.
I do, but I'm like...
I thought it's Zola, but I could be wrong.
It's not.
Is it
Which
not Zola?
Zola?
Zolaoko E.
Yeah, but he says he's at E. So why are you saying Zolaoko E? He's there already.
Hey, on E.
On E!
So I think I'm one of those people, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm absolutely going to do it. I hate proving myself because I never have anything to prove. But yeah, long story short, I basically went into an industry, the broadcasting industry, absolutely no background, no campus, no community radio whatsoever. And within the space of 2 years, was one of the first people on my team to win a South African Radio Award. So hey, here we are. I love proving myself. Tell me I can't do it, and I'll do it twice and get an award for it.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.